The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, if anyone listening may have won the Euro Millions lottery, I have a very good investment idea that they'd be most welcome to invest in. If they want, I can make sure to give them my bank account details. Not that that would be a scam, Charlie West, or anything like that, but there are loads of scams going on at present, aren't there?
There's an epidemic at the moment, Matt, and there's one particular one which is just doing the rounds, and it's a really sinister one. It's a broadband scam, I suppose.
This is the one that actually the Gardaí have been warning about in recent days.
They issued a statement yesterday about warning people. This has become such an issue. I'm told that every bank in the country is reporting people have lost money on this. Sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands of euros.
How does it work?
Well, it's basically you get a call out of the blue. I mean, that's always a feature of these things. An unsolicited call telling you that your broadband is, there's a problem with your broadband in your house. It's very specific to you. And that you
which may well be true, given the quality of broadband services at times. But anyway,
it could be. Now, Air tell me it's unlikely they'd ring your house. But anyway, and you're told, and you're rushed. This is part of it as well. It's always a kind of hurry about this. You're told that you there's a problem. You need to go to the computer, and sometimes you have to give these people access to your computer. So you let them come into your computer, and they spread some malicious software onto your computer, which allows them to read all the details on the computer, including
your bank details.
Bank details, so they get access to your bank details. Now, if they think you're a little bit more amenable to getting information, they won't even go that far. They'll just get bank details off you. But it's totally unsolicited. You're panicked about this. People fear, oh, I'm going to lose the broadband, because they tell you it's going to go tomorrow if you don't do this stuff. And they're very convincing. I've been told from people who listened into some of the calls that were when they were recorded when they tried trying to catch this stuff. They'll even kind of stop and say, oh, you don't want to speak to my supervisor. They bring over a supervisor. They play some music in the background. It sounds like they're coming from a call center. They will have some personal information about you, maybe. They will know your address. It's highly sophisticated. This is not, this used to happen a long time ago. It was fairly obvious there were guys calling from the far side of the world. They didn't sound convincing. This is a very, very high-end scam, if you like. And lots of people are falling victim to it, I'm afraid, Matt. And
you should always contact your broadband provider, your bank, anyone like that, shouldn't you, rather than letting them contact you?
Well, here's the rub on this one. Mainly they're ringing up saying that they're from Air, the telecoms company. Now, Air has an acknowledged problem at the moment with contacting them. It's really bad. It has been really bad. It was taking on average 25 minutes of waiting on the line just to get somebody to answer the phone.
In air. They're hardly likely to be phoning you.
No, exactly. But you just, you can't, if you want to validate, if you want to ring back and validate who these people are, you can't get through to Air. Now, they tell me they've got the waiting times down to 8 minutes, but it's still very difficult to get through to Air. I had a woman on to me this morning, an elderly woman. She got 6 of these calls in the last few days. She tried to ring Air. She's unable to get through to Air. She was ringing me in frustration saying, what do I do here? And I was scratching my head saying, look, will you ring the local Garda station? Will you also ring maybe the regulator for Comreg, the regulator for telecoms? Now, she says she got short shrift. She came back to me and said she got short shrift from Comreg. But it is a real, real problem.
Okay, other ones. There's a free smartphone scam going around at the moment, is there?
Yeah, this is one where they claim you've won a smartphone and aren't you lucky? Out of the blue, you mightn't have entered a competition. But again, these people can be fairly persuasive. And a feature of these things is that people think they're too smart to be caught out on these things, but you do get caught out on them. You can be caught out on them.
Or you've won the right to a free phone because you've participated in a survey, or if you go into a survey, that type of thing.
Yeah, there's a survey and you're in with a chance to win it. And all you need to do is give them some information which will allow them to charge you maybe €3.95 to cover posts and package or something like that. You go back to your bank account a few days later. Instead of €3.95 being taken out of your bank, you see that €44 was debited because you've given them access to your bank account. That's the key they want. They want your security codes. You never, ever, ever give anybody your PIN numbers, your security codes over the phone. They're even so smart, they will get you that system that Stripe has where you get text a verification and you have to confirm the details. They'll do that kind of stuff as well.
I've also seen tax refund scams come into my own email suggesting that it's revenue.ie or whatever. Now, the revenue never contact you like that via email, but get in touch, you're due a tax rebate, and it's rubbish.
It is rubbish, and you just ring revenue. Revenue will usually answer the phones. They're pretty good. Yeah, it is absolute rubbish, but it's convincing. They will mock up the logo of revenue. They'll even send you, if you click on the link, they'll send you to a fake account that looks like it's revenue, get you to put in details of your bank accounts, and of course then they're going to bleed your account dry or try and get you to use a credit card, and your credit card then is compromised. So, I mean, that is a really bad one. These things go in phases. That one was around for a while. It's now moved on to this broadband one. There's other ones that are popping up again and again, and which just seems to be not enough awareness out there of these things. People are just getting caught.
TV license refunds, yeah. Bank hacking scams, rent scams,
yeah.
Bitcoin ones. There's loads of them.
There's any number of them. You know, and
these are way more sophisticated than the old famous Nigerian bank accounts.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
I have been given a sum of $14 million or whatever. Please give me the details of your bank account so I can use it to temporarily house the money. And people used to fall for that, apparently.
They did. And they're still coming in. But, you know, there's a percentage game there, I suppose. If they only get one or two people a day, sure, their quid's in. 3 out of 4 people, Matt, are internet users say that they're targeted by online scams.
Well, here, Chloe in Cork says, my partner was verbally abused by these scammers when I lied and told them I'd contacted the Gardaí about their incessant calls in the hope they would stop calling. They phoned us again, shouted abuse down the line of my partner. And another listener says as well that they played along to an extent and then told them to F off, and then got a string of abuse from the further end for wasting their time.
You will. You know what old trick we used to do in our house? We had a referee's whistle at the phone, and whenever any of these characters ring up, you just blow the whistle into the phone. They don't like it. It hurts their ears, and they get the message then that you're onto them.
Another one. I've had calls from Irish landline numbers in Dublin and Waterford. If you answer, they hang up and repeat this until you don't answer. Then they leave a robotic voicemail purportedly from the Revenue Commissioner saying there's a legal case against you and to call back. I presume you're charged heavily for the callback.
You are. Don't call them back. And they're also able to leave the line open. Unless they hang up and if you pick up the phone again, they can still have the line open.
There's so many messages coming in. Dean Beaumont, we've stopped answering house phone because we're getting scam calls on a daily basis. Had the air and all the others from far-flung places. How can we stop them? Try to block, but the numbers change.
Yeah, and they're able to mimic numbers as well. You know, what's called spoofing, where the numbers they create look like a local number. There's a data pack, that's an information technology company. They did some research last year and they found 182,000 people were duped into disclosing personal information last year, mainly millennials, actually, you know, which is surprising. You'd think they'd be much more wise to this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And another one, Rare the Air scam. Air said to me not to answer the phone to scammers. Yeah. Don't answer the phone. That's the answer. I don't think so. Listen, we've gone way over time. Charlie Weston, thank you very much for joining us. Listen, also, is it all in landlines?
It's mainly landlines. There is some of it on mobiles, but it's mainly landlines.
Okay.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.